Okay, Ryan. Today's daf is Samach Gimel. We got to speak about some interesting topics today. We start with Tanya, four lines from the bottom. So first we finish up discussing, again, problematic machshavos during the avoda of the Karban Pesach. So Tanya, the Gemara quotes a brisa. Acherim omrim, if you have the following machshava, hiktim mulim ma'arelim kasher, arelim la'mulim pasol. If somebody has thoughts for mulim, for people who have rismila, which is a kosher thought, and then arelim, mulim first and then arelim, then it's kosher. We don't know exactly when this is talking about yet. Arelim la'mulim pasol. But the opposite, if you have a thought of arelim first, then it is pasol. So ask the Gemara, maishna mulim la'arelim de kosher, de kular labina valeka. Why, if you have the thought of mulim first, is it kosher? Because you don't have the problem of kol arelim. Remember, as the Mishnah said, if you think la mulin va arelim kosher. That's what the Mishnah said on daf samach aleph aman aleph. Says the Gemara, arelim will nami kula arlo beina valeka. So why should the opposite order make a difference? Just because you have the thought of arelim first, it should not make a difference. So says the Gemara, three possibilities. What exactly is the shita of achirim? So first the Gemara says, Lema, top of Samachim Amar Aleph, Lema, Ksavri Achirim, Eina L'shchita Ela Basof. Let's say this Shita of Achirim holds, Eina L'shchita Ela Basof. This is a machlokas about a number of issues, about Yeshna L'shchita Mitchila Basof, or Eina L'shchita Ela Basof, which they have this discussion by Schirus, they have this discussion by other topics. It means, do we look at certain concepts in incremental fashion? You focus on every little moment in a process. That's what's called Yeshna Mitchila V'Atzof. You look at, let's say, Yeshna L'Shchita Mitchila V'Atzof, every stage of Shchita is looked at separately in Halacha. Or do you say, no, Eina L'Shchita Ela Basof. Really, this process takes time, but the focus is the last moment. Eina L'Shchita Ela Basof. So, says the Gemara, Achirim hold Eina L'Shchita Ela Basof, meaning the Iker moment in Shchita is just at the end, at the last moment of the Shchita. A, that's given A, ukid de Rava, and then given B, de Amar Rava adayin hi machlokes. You put these two together, you can explain a chayrim. What's Rava? So Rashi here quotes the machlokes between Abaye and Rava in Maseches Vachim, where they argue about the machlokes, which we've spoken about a number of times before, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, whether you go by the first thing a person says or by the last thing a person says, Tfos Lashon Rishon or Tfos Lashon Achron. Abaye there says that that's not a machlokes where they're not contradictory phrases. Let's say somebody says to about an animal, half this animal is a shlamim, and then he says half this animal is an ola. So is it half and half, and you sell it, and you half and half? Abaye says everybody agrees there it's half and half, because those aren't contradictory language. If you say it's a shlamim and then it's an ola, then you have the machlokas. Tvos lashon levisha, tvos lashon achron. But says Abaye in the Gemara there, if it's not contradictory phrases, they could both last. Says Rava, no. That's Rava here, adayin hi machlokas. Even in a case where it's not contradictory terms, the first phrase is what's nispashet pekulo. It spreads in the entire animal. So even, let's say in that example, if you'd say half of it's a shlamim, it's automatically all a shlamim, because the kedusha spreads in all of it, and you still, Rameyer there would still say tfos lashon rishon. You go by the first phrase. So to hear, says the Gemara, what is the shita of achirim? Why does it make a difference what you say first? Because number one, eino l'shchita ela basov. So point one is that you only look at the last second in the shchita. Number two is that even if you say something that's not contradictory, for example, mulim and arelim, that's not contradictory. It could be some mulim, it could be some arelim. So it's not contradictory. Still, Rava said that there's machlokas. So at the last moment, right at the end of the shchita, that's when everything that he said during this process is chal. So what's the first thing he said? You have to go in order. So the first thing he says, that's what's chal, and the first thing that he says is chal right away, and that takes over the entire animal. That's what the Gemara says. Hilkach, therefore, hikdim mulim la'arelim, if he says mulin first, so then at the last moment of the shechita, the machsheves mulin is chal, and therefore mulin chayli arelim lo chayli. That's why the machsheves mulin comes first. Hikdim arelim lemulin, but if it's the opposite, that he makes the machsheves arelim come before the machsheves mulin, so then arelim chayli, mulin lo chayli. So that is option number one, how to explain the shechita of achirim. This is machshava, not dibur, which we're going to get to that in a second. You might say, so this is obviously saying that the machshava itself, you know, only once you say it. Only once you say it, if you say it, and then the first thing that you said is chal at that last moment. We're going to say, get it right now. So, Amar Rabba. So, Rabba or Rava says, lo. No, second shot. La'olam tzavei achirim yeshnu l'chidim b'chila b'asof. It's possible to say that really achirim do look at every stage of the process of shechita in increments. You don't have to say ein l'shechita l'basof. You could all like the other opinion. And really, what's the machlokas? What, this is the case that the achirim is talking about. Remember, achirim say if you say mulin first, it's good. If you say arelim first, it's no good. No, this is actually what happens. You had in mind to say both during the shechita, and you had in mind for both. So really, if you did everything correctly, it would be kosher. As we said, lemulin la'arelim was kosher. But v'hotzi b'fiv la'arelim, you said la'arelim, and you were about to say mulin, but you got delayed. V'lo hispik lomer la'mulin achidim b'shechita. But ayvei, you wanted to say mulin, but you finished the shechita before you got to say mulin. Until you finish the shechita, having only said arelim. And what's the machlokes between achirim and, let's say, other shitos? To Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir, who we're identifying is the shita of achirim. Rabbi Meir Savar, lo be'inon piv'libo shavin. You don't need your mouth and your heart to be the same. Even if you're thinking something in your heart, we're not going to act upon it if your mouth doesn't say that. So here, because you only said arelim, and that's the ukimta of this brisa. When it says hiktim arelim lamulim, it means you never said the mulim. You only said the mulim after the shechita. So hiktim arelim lamulim, even though you were thinking mulim, but because you only said arelim, then it is pasals the shechita. For Rabbanan Savri, no, be'inan pivoli boshavin. Rabbanan say, no, you need it. And because you were thinking mulim also, so there, just because you only said arelim, doesn't mean that it is a problem. So that's the machlokas between that, and that's the basis for the shita of achirim. Even if you say yes, l'shchita b'chila b'atzof, achirim hold, you do not need piv v'libo shav. This discussion, this gemara is shayach, the achronim discuss it, related to the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam discusses what is a principle called toch kedei dibur, retracting within a few seconds of your statement in any area of halacha. The Gemara says, in the amount of time that it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori, right, those 3-4 seconds, so you usually have that retraction time when it comes to Kinyanim, when it comes to other actions. So there is a Rambam. The Rambam says in Ochas Maisa Karbanos that there is no retraction Toch Tei Dibur by Hekdesh. By Dvar Hekdesh, let's say you say, this animal is an Ola, and 2 seconds later you say, oh, I mean a Shlomim. The Rambam says, tough luck. There is no chazara toch kedei dibur by hektish. The Rabbah in Tesvav Aleph, you want to say shlami, you say ola, avabi shachazar b'toch kedei dibur, hari vlada shlamim, she'ein chazara b'hektish v'afilu b'toch kedei dibur. So that's why here, the poskim say, this doesn't specify it in the Gemara, but here it says, you didn't get to say it until after the Shechita. What about right after the Shechita? Why couldn't you say it then? Why couldn't you say right lamula right after the Shechita? It sounds like ad shegnigmar Shechita. So say it right after the Shechita. The answer is maybe this is a spach to the Rambam, because the Rambam says that you can't be chozer toke de dibor when it comes to shechita. And once you finish the shechita, it's all over. The Radvaz there on the Rambam wonders what the source is for the Rambam. What's the source of the Rambam? Because if you look in the Gemara does have exceptions to toke de dibor. Again, retraction in from an act, but the Gemara has 4 exceptions. But hektish isn't one of them. The Gemara says in Nedarim Pei Zayinam and Aleph Vehilchasa. Toch kedei dibur kedibur dami chutz mi magadef. When all of a sudden somebody curses God, they can't be your trap. Oh, I didn't mean it. Va'ovid avodes kochavim. Somebody says, "This is my God." There's no retraction. You chay misa umekadesh by kiddushin, umegarish and by gerishin. By those 4, so the and other gemaras only say makadesh, but we say it includes magarish and magadef includes avodazara. So those are the only 4 exceptions. Says the Radvaz. What's the Rambam source? Hektish. Hektish is kiddushin. Okay, you find some parallels. The Gemara says, Asar Kuli Almaka Hektish. But to say Hektish is included in Kiddushin, a little difficult. Hariyam Kadesh Libid Vazu Glashmas of Israel. Just joking. What? Let's say you give the ring even. What's that? Asi Dibur Vato Maisa? Okay, it gets into those sugyas. But either way, there's no Chazar Toka de Dibur. Even if you didn't give the ring. If you didn't give the ring. So just ask the Radvaz there. Kashali. Tabir Bisof and Adar, these 4 exceptions. Vilu Makdish Loka Amar. Vyesh Lomar. Maybe the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Which Rabbi Yochanan? Ein Lomeidim Min Akwalos Vafilo Amar Chutz. Right, we had that in Masechta Shabbos. Don't look when it says, this is the rule, don't be a dyke. Or then he says, what's the reason for the Rambam? I don't know what the source is, but what's the reason? The taima de kaimal on a mirasu l'gavoa kim sirasu l'hedyot. Right, to show you how it's easier to be mocked or something, even just saying something. You see the laws and standards of hektish are lower than other contexts. That if you're getting something into hektish is very easy. And then he says, inami mishum chumras hektish, etc. What would be a svara though? So he says, you know, it's mishum chumra de hektish or amrasa l'gavoa. So there is a ran. Well-known Ran, the Rashbam also says it in Baba Basra. The Ran over there in the Dharm says, what's the svara, why you cannot be chosen by these items, by these contexts? Mekadish, Megarish, Avodas Kochavim, and Megadif. What's different about those four? That every other area, if I sell something to you, I can retract. Tokudei Dibor. Except I can Yichalipin, maybe. That might be have different rules. But in general, you can. Why? Because the Ran says, it has to do, and this is what Rabbeinu Tam says also, Schus Chazara. Meaning, well, that's understood. It's understood that you can retract, that you know, you do something, you have a few seconds, you know, and Rabbeinu Tam even says it's a din to Rabbanan, because your Rebbe might come, and you might have to greet your Rebbe in the middle of talking to a person, and we understand, if your Rebbe comes, wait, Shabbalecha Rebbe Omori, and get back to what you were talking about. So it's understood, it's a schus chazara, that's how we usually understand it. So as the Ram, v'lo yadana, maishnahani, mila lul Rabbanan hachi, v'nir ve'enai, v'bishar mili lo chamiri kulehai, the kushadim osa osam lo begamar daita hu osa eladaita shiachal achzerbo tokadei dibor. People know that they have this retraction time, but says the Ran, by these four items, they're very serious. Marriage and divorce, people don't joke around. Avodah Zarah, people don't joke around by these items. If you do it, you mean it. People don't joke around. Hari Abu Kadesh is just joking. So that's why the Ran says by these items, people are gomer bedaito to do it seriously. That is what the Ran says. And then he says, maybe, again, the Rambam might have to say, if you extend this, that by Hektish too, people don't mess around by Hektish, right? If you're mocked or something to the Beis HaMikdash, serious consequences, Mi'ila, etc. So maybe that's what the Svara of the Rambam can be extended. Then the Ran quotes whether it's a Din Darabanan or a Din Daraisa. That is itself a machlokas we've shown him. But this is how the pashtus way of understanding Tokadei Dibor. It's a schus chazara. The problem is there is at least one context in the Gemara where schus chazara approach doesn't work. This is an unbelievable context. The Gemara there in Nedarim, Daf Pei Zayin. Where does Tokadei Dibor come up there? It's talking about Hilchas Kriya, tearing for a relative. So the Gemara says, let's say, Rachmana Lislan, you're in a room with a relative, you think your relative died. Right? So you tear Kriya. But then you realize a second later that he had just fainted and he only died the second after you did Kriya. You know what the Gemara says? Yatsi de Kriya. You were Yotzi, your Mrs. Kriya. Why? Toka de Dibur Kedibur Dami. Toka de Dibur Dami. What's going on? What do you mean? But you tore before he died. You know, Yotzi Achi of Kriya. If he would have died 5 seconds later, it's no good. Because he dies the second after the you did Kriya. What's Toka de Dibur? So that is why the Achronim said it has to be a deeper understanding of Toka de Dibur. Not just a stab chus chazara, but time halachically is defined in different increments. As we just said before, yeshnu l'schiris or enu l'schiris alabasov. If you look at the Divrei Yecheskel, for example, many Achronim say this, but the Divrei Yecheskel, Sefer Chav Zayin, says Divrei Yecheskel, the Toka de Dibur kodem ha-maisa mahani, mishum the Toka de Dibur chashiv kishas maisa. Toka de Dibur, that's defined as that moment. Moments aren't for a second, moments are for a few seconds. So as long as the Kriya and the Misa happen within the same moment, even if that Kriya didn't happen first, it happened at the same moment. Physically, it happened first. But halachically, Toka de Dibur kidibur dami. What does that mean? The language sounds like it's all viewed as one halachic moment. So that's a little deeper understanding of how to understand Tokadei Dibur. Okay, but two ways, chus chazara or that, and the sheet of the Rambam, that there is no chazara Tokadei Dibur by Hektish, which might be connected to our Gemara. Good, that's point number one. Point number two is what was just asked before. That again, the Bora said is machlokas, whether you need pivoli boshaben or not. So Rashi here has an important line, the 6-wide line in Rashi. Rashi says, Kol machshava de kachim motzi befivhu. Any machshava by kachim is speech. That is what Rashi here says, and Tosfos also in Rabbi Meir picks up on this, that whenever it says pigol is a psul machshava, it doesn't really mean machshava, it always means dibur. The Kohen says, I'm going to be a shochet this, or zorek this, to do it shelo bizmano. This is a major discussion in the Rishonim. By pigol, you have it by shlichus yad, the Gemara in Kiddushin, on Daf Mem Beis, as a machlokas b'shamay b'sil already. When you say, when you have an object of somebody's, and you're going to use it, you're going to be sholeach yad v'pikadon. What if you just think you're going to use it? Are you already considered a sholeach yad, and therefore you're chayv v'notzin? Or is it, that's what b'shamay says. B'shamay says, l'chayv ha-machshava k'maisa, u'b'sil omer, eino chayv v'shiyah sholeach bo yad. So this is a discussion by the Rishonim there. What about Pigol? What about Sholeach Boyah? What about other contexts? When the Gemara says Machshava, we have a discussion by Bittul. Does Bittul mean Belave purely? Or does it need Dibur? So this is a discussion in many different contexts. Is Machshava good enough, or do you need Piv Dibur? Okay, back to the Gemara. So that's the discussion of Toka de Dibur. So says the Gemara. The Gemara had a second possibility. How do you explain the Shita of Achirim? So now we say, and it was, the possibility number two was, that Achirim hold like Rabbi Meir, who says that even if you say something, you're going to be held accountable for what you said, even if you're thinking something else. So says the Gemara, is that true? V'kseir lo b'idam pivali b'shavin. Rabbi Meir says, you don't need pivali b'shavin, and you go by what you said, even though you didn't mean it. V'raminu, but there's a Mishnah in Trumos, which is anonymous, which we assume Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, Hamiskavi Lomar Truma Va Omar Meiser. I have Kavanah to say this is Truma, and by mistake I said Meiser. Meiser Va Omar Truma. Or I said this is Meiser, I meant to say this is Meiser, and I said Truma by mistake. Oh, She'ini Nichlas Labayezeb Amar Lazeh. I wanted to make a promise never to go into such and such a house, and by mistake I said a different house. She'ini Nana Lazeb Amar Lazeh. Or I didn't want to give Hanah to a certain person, and I said a different person. Any of these cases, you made a mistake. Lo Amar Klum. It's meaningless what you said, until your heart and your mouth are the same. Meaning, if you didn't mean it, we don't hold you accountable. And we are comparing Hilchos, Truma, and Nedarim, etc., and Hektish. Same standards, same principles. So therefore, how could our mayor say that you don't need Pivali Boshavin? So El Amar Abaya, a third shot. Abaya is going to give a third shot. What is the Shita of Achirim? But just one other Ha'ara on this issue of Pivali Boshavin. The Tosfos here asks, on this case, if you want to say Truma, and you said Meiser, and then we say it means nothing because you weren't thinking it. We generally have a principle, if you look in Kedushan and Daf Mem Tes, Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. We usually say if you don't say anything, you don't, tough luck. Let's say if you sell something, I sell something to you, and really, I only sold it to you on condition that it snowed tomorrow. I didn't mention it in the sale. Oh, I forgot. It's Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. What is this we're talking about? You said Truma. I was thinking Meiser. Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. So Tosfos says, no, here is different because you did say something and you messed up. It's not that you didn't say anything. Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim is if you didn't say anything. But here says Tosfos, the Dibur Baskalam Miskavein, Hasam Eino Toa B'Diburo, Aval Hacha Dvarim Shebelev Einam. But here, over there, if you're not Toa B'Diburo, that's what you would call Dvarim Shebelev. But here, it's not purely Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. Here it would be Dvarim because you did say something, you just expressed it in the incorrect way. The important shita in this sugya is the Tosfos in Kiddushin quotes the Ri. That really there are three categories by Dvarim Shebelev. Some categories, this is what the Ri says on Daf Mem Tesma Beis in Kiddushin. The Omer Ri, the Tzarech Lachalik, the Lomar. There are three categories of actions, how much da'as you have to express. D'yesh Dvarim She'enam Shrichat Tzai Kafel Eli Gila Mulsa. There are some items, he says the middle one first. Let's say it outside. There are some cases where it is obvious what you're doing, and you don't even have to say anything. That's not called Rav Shebelev. For example, says Tosfos, let's say somebody's making aliyah, and therefore he sells all of his possessions here, because he wants to take the money. And then all of a sudden something doesn't work out and it doesn't go. But he didn't write on the dotted line, I'm selling it to you because I'm making aliyah. But it was obvious. Why does a person sell everything he has? So if it doesn't work out, it's as if he made that tznai, and the deal is chozer. Or if somebody sells all his nechasa to another person before he dies, because he doesn't think he has a yoresh. And then all of a sudden, his long-lost son comes from Medina Sayam. Again, there too. You don't even have to say anything. That's not called Dvarim Shebelev. That's Dvarim Shebelibo Ubelev Kal Adam. So therefore, you don't have to say anything. That's category one. On the other hand, there is another category where, like the example I just said, which is for sure Dvarim Shebelev. Like, I'm selling to you on condition that it snows tomorrow. What kind of crazy tznai is that? So for that, you not only need to express your das, you have to make even a tznai kafel. You have to make a double condition connected to the rules of mishpatei atznoim, rules of conditions and regulations. And then you have the middle category where it's not crazy, but it's not clear. So there you'd have to express some kind of das, a gilui mosa. And you have to figure out in every case of the Gemara, which category do the cases fit into. But this is, you want to look it up, Mem Tesma Beis, the Ri quoted in Tosfos, three different categories regarding Dvarim Shebelev. So says the Gemara. Right. You have two things in mind. Part, but you didn't finish. And part of what you said, pasuls, if you would have said everything, it was kashers. So therefore, that's why you're right. You said half of what you wanted to say.
But because they bring a question on, he
Right, right. There is totally different. Either way, it's going to be rejected anyway. So the Gemara says, third possibility, Ella Amar Abaya. Third shot, what is the Shita of Acherim? The following. Reisha de Amar Simin Rishon Lamulim V'Sinim Sheni Afla Arelim. So set the one in the case where it says Mulin first and Arelim second, this is the Yukimta. When you shecht, we know that when you shecht an animal, you have to shecht two simanim, right? The cut and the veshet. You have to shecht two simanim. So when you were shechting the first simin, you had good, you had in mind for Mulim. When you shecht the second simin, you had in mind even for Arelim. So then everything's fine. To be simin shading, nami psicha be mulin, because mulin is even in the second simin, because you have in mind also. Seifa damar simin reach, but the seifa where it says Arelim. Hiktim Arelim Lamulim Pasol. This is the Yukimta. Simin Rishon La Arelim. You did the Simin Rishon purely for Arelim. Simin Sheni Lamulim. And Simin Sheni purely for Mulim. The Simin Rishon La Lo Psichi Bei Mulim. Simin Rishon is totally bad because you only have the Machshava of Arelim. Rabbi Meir La Taimei De Omar Mefaglin Bafchatzi Matir. Rabbanu La Tamayu De Omar Ein Mefaglin Bafchatzi Matir. What does that mean? Sometimes. For example, here, when you shecht an animal, there are two parts of the process that you need to be matir, right? You have to shecht two simanim. You only shecht one simin, it's not matir. That's only half a matir. The two together are matirim. So there's a discussion in Zvachim about pigel. What if you're mefagel in half of a process? For example, let's say by the mincha, by a carbon mincha, if I bring a flour carbon to the base of Migdash. So what happens to a carbon? It's kachim kachim. What happens to the leftovers of a carbon mincha? What happens to it? If it's not an ola, the carbon eats it. The kohen eats it. But the kohen's only allowed to eat it after two things happen. Number one, the kemitza, the little bit the kohen went like this with, is hukrav, and also the lavona, the frankincense is hukrav. You need both of those in order to be matir, the leftovers, to the kohen. So that's a machlokas. What if a kohen thinks he's going to be matir, the kemitza chutz lizmano, but not the lavona? That's the issue of mefaglin b'chatzi matir. Is there pigel b'chatzi matir? The Gemara just says here, we're going like Rabbi Meir, that mefaglin b'chatzi matir, and therefore, if you have a bad one simin, that's enough to ruin the carbon. Okay, so we have three possibilities what the shita of Acherim is. Now we go on to the next mission, Masnisin. Okay, now we're out taking a little break from problematic machshavos. Now we have other problems with the process of the Karban Pesach. Hashochet et haPesach al haChametz. Let's say you shecht the Karban Pesach and you still have chametz. That's a separate iser d'oraisa. Over below sase. Forget about Yerba Yimatse, which might not start until Pesach, but it's separate. It says lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You're not allowed to shecht the Karban Pesach when you have chametz around. So you violate a lo sase. Sefer Chinuch, interestingly here in Peites. He says, what's the reason for this? Every mitzvah has its borders and boundaries. You can't have tishtush hagvulim. You can't. Chametz. Karban Pesach? Mutually exclusive. You're not supposed to have one with the other. It says, v'lo tavo mitzvah mi mitzvahs inyan amoed hazeh b'gvul chaverta. V'yalkei nisharnu lahashmiz hachametz hanimas be'eneinu l'shaito t'chila. First get rid of the chametz, be very orderly. First get rid of the chametz, then do your Karban Pesach. And then he says, V'od im shamanu tov mizeh nachzikbo. If you think of any better svara behind this mitzvah, I'll listen to it also, says the Sefer HaChinuch. But that is what the Sefer HaChinuch says. Minchas Chinuch has an interesting discussion. Do you need a kezias of chametz in your house to violate the lo sase? Right, it says you have chametz, do you need we're not talking about an isra achila here. You don't have to eat it, so it's chametz in your house. But do you need a kezias? And if you don't have a kezias, is it chatzi shir? Is it also in a Torah or not? He has a discussion. Okay, not 100% clear in the Mishnah, but it says if you have chametz, you violate a lo sase. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, an important chiddush, af hatamid, the tamid which is shechted before the Pesach and Erev Pesach, even that during that tamid you can't have chametz. Unique. This tamid takes upon itself a unique character, different from all the other tamids. This tamid is connected to the Pesach, and therefore you can't have chametz in your house even when you shecht the tamid. Okay, we'll come back to hopefully at the end if we have time. The Rabbi Akiv Eger and the Gilyan Hashatz quotes a Shagas Aryeh at a Pnei Yoshua. We'll get back to that, what that discussion is in at the end if we have time. Reb Shimon Omer, third Shita in the Mishnah. HaPesach ba'arba asar. Reb Shimon's Kiddush, let's just get the Yesod and then his Lashon will fit in. Reb Shimon is going to say that when you have a kosher Shechita, that's when you're going to violate the Isser of having Chametz in your house. If the Shechita is fine and you have Chametz in your house, that's when you're going to violate the Isser d'Araisa. But if the Shechita is Pasul, If the animal is treif, so then you're not going to violate the Issur D'oraisa of having chametz when you do shechita. Because Rav Shimon holds, shechita she'ena re'uya lav shma shechita. If you shecht and it doesn't work, then that's not called a shechita. It's not the physical activity of a shechita. But if a shechita that doesn't halachically bring heter, that's not a shechita. So that's going to be the rule that we're going to plug into Rav Shimon right now. So Rav Shimon says, ha-pesach bar basar. If you have the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, when you're supposed to shecht it, lishmo, and you shecht it l'shem Karban Pesach, which you're supposed to do, and therefore this is a good Karban chayiv, then you're chayiv midaraisa on the iser of having chametz in your house. Shalo lishmo, but if you shecht the Pesach l'shem a different Karban on Erev Pesach, what do we say? That's pasul. That's the first Mishnah in Zvachim. So pater. Then you're pater for your Karban Pesach is pasul. So therefore you're pater for the iser because it's a shechita she'ena re'uya. Mishakal Azvachim and all other karbanos shechted on Erev Pesach, bein lishman, bein shalom lishman, pater. Why are you going to be pater? Other karbanos are kosher. That's a special limud. Rashi quotes the Gemara is going to mention. There's a special limud that when you're chai for Pesach, you're not chai for any other karban. So that's a special limud why that's true. Ube moed, but let's say you're shechting karbanos, not on Erev Pesach, in the middle of Chol HaMoed, you're shechting the karban. So lishmo, if you shecht the karban Pesach, lishmo, lishem the karban Pesach on Pesach, it's not. Seems from this Mishnah, it's not a pure shlomim yet. Because if you shecht the Karban Pesach, let's say 2 weeks before Pesach, l'shem shlomim, or l'shem Pesach, right, it's a shlomim, so therefore it's going to work no matter what. But here says the Mishnah, no. L'shem, if you shecht the Karban Pesach, l'shem Pesach, in the middle of Pesach, pater. That's a shechita she'ena re'uya, because it's a Pesach shelo bizmano, and therefore it's going to be pasul, and therefore you're going to be pater for the Israel of having chametz in your house when you do a shechita. Shelo l'shmo, but if you shecht the Pesach, L'shem shlamim, for example, so then that's fine, because we know a Pesach not on in its proper time is really a shlamim, and if it's a shlamim, l'shem shlamim, so that's a good shechita, and therefore you're going to be chayiv the iser of having chametz in your house. You shechted something else, but anyway, that's the chiddush, that it's not just the Pesach, and it's not just the tumid, it's any carbon. It's any carbon, right, thank you for explicating that. The Sharkol is, so Rav Shimon in one way goes one step further than the prior two shitas. Not just the Pesach, not just the tumid, but either other carbonos could be shayach to this iser. The Sharkol Azvachim and other carbonos, bein lishman, bein shelo lishman, no matter how you shechted them in during Pesach Chayiv, because remember, by all other carbonos, except for Chatas, which the Mishnah ends off, chutz b'chatas shelo lishma, except for Chatas and Pesach, every carbon, if you shecht for a different carbon, it's kosher. It's just that the Bialim didn't fulfill their obligation. But it's really a kosher. So therefore, because it's kosher, it's a shechita re'uya, it's a proper shechita, and therefore you're going to violate this iser of having chametz in your house when you shecht. Okay, so there's three different shechitas in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shim. Says the Gemara now, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish says, La'olam eino chayiv, achi achametz l'shochet o l'zorek, o la'echad mibnei chabura. Rish Lakish says, one of the people in your group has to have chametz, either the shochet or the zorek or anybody, the ad sheyehei imo ba'azara. And Rish Lakish says, you only violate if the chametz is with you in the Beis HaMikdash. If you have chametz in your house at home, you don't violate this iser. It's only if it's with you in the azara. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, aval b'sheni mo ba'azara. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if it's not with you in the azara, you still violate. The Gilyan Ashasya quotes the Rashid Kalim, and he says, Sarach Ian Gadol. The Rashid Kalim just says there, it has to at least be in Yerushalayim. So nobody knows really what the source for that is. Why should it have to be in Yerushalayim? What if you're from Tveria, and your chametz is in Tveria? What does that do with Yerushalayim? Either way, it's Machlokas, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, whether it has to be with you, or even outside. There is a Machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos as well. And that is, if you look when Rabbi Shlakish says, if one person in the Chabura has chametz, so does that mess up everybody? Everybody gets, I cleaned out my house. So my neighbor over here, I was nice enough to invite him into my Karban Pesach. But meanwhile, he still has chametz in his house. So because he has chametz in his house, I'm going to violate. Says Rashi, yes. Says Rashi, he has chametz, you violate. Last line on Amud Aleph. V'yemesh l'echad mehen, kulan overin, says Rashi. They all violate. And says Tosfos on top of Amud Beis, no. Says Tosfos, the shochet, or the zorek. They did the Maisa, so they're going to be ruined. But not everybody else. So what's the Machlokas here? Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. I saw the Zer Avram, or Nachum Zemba, says that maybe the Machlokas is how you look at Shlichus. We discussed this on Tuesday nights a couple months ago. How do you look at when somebody does something for me? I make him a Shliach. Does that mean I get the effect of what he did for me? Or is it even more, it's as if I did it? Not just that the Chalosis transfers through Shlichus, but even the Maisa transfers through Shlichus, as if I did it. It says the Zer Avraham, If you say, says even the mice is transferred, everybody in the group, there's somebody shechting for them. Shluchos shalom kamoso. So if you say the first approach in shlichus, that's just that the chalos is transferred, but it's not that I'm doing the mice. So that's Tosfos. Only the Shochet and the Zorik are actually those Shishchad al-Chamisam Zivchi. I'm getting the credit for it. But it's not as if I did it. Masha'inkin, according to Rashi, you know what Rashi must hold? That even the mice is transferred. So it's as if every single person in the group is doing the Shechita. So if everybody's doing the Shechita, and those Shishchad al-Chamisam Zivchi. So that could be the Machlokos in Rashi and Tosfos, how you view Shlichus. Oh, I forgot to say one item here, and then on the Mishnah, I'll just say it's an interesting case, and that is the Chashuki Chemer. Again, it seems like out of left field, but you'll see how he connects it. Maisa ba'adam echad, there was a man who stole a car. Sha'adam echad, sha'ram achonis yokratit, he couldn't hold himself back, he steals the car, and he's driving away, and all of a sudden he hears some noise in the back seat. He turns around in the back seat, and he sees a child. But he sees the child is choking, and the child is in sakanas nefashas danger. So he zooms to the hospital, and he saves the kid's life. That's the case. Originally, he had broken into the car. I didn't mention that. He had broken the window to get in, and then all this whole thing happens. And then the parents come, and he says, "Oh, I saw this child in the car. He was turning blue. I took him straight to the hospital. And Baruch Hashem, he's okay." That's what he says. The father's like, "Oh, so I thank you so much. Wonderful. Tzadik yisod olam. I'm so happy you did this." But then the father looks at his car, and he turns to the matzil. He says, "Todah rabah. I will tashalim li mashe izakta. But you broke my car. Right? You smashed the window. You have to pay for the window." And he says, "What are you talking about? I saved your son." So what's the halakha? Does he have to pay for it? Does he have to pay? If you save somebody's, if you save this kid's life. So do you go after the kavana of the person? And he wanted to steal the car. Or do you go by what he did? He saved this person from, he saved this kid's life. So that's the question. Do you go by machshav or do you go by maisa? So he brings a couple of riots to this. But then he says, Rav Yosef Muchmar says, what about in our Mishnah? If a Kohen is mefagel the carbon, if the Kohen would bring the carbon properly, would bring it l'shem, you know, like we said, if it's a kosher carbon, you violate the Isser. If it's not a kosher carbon, you don't violate the Isser. So let's say a Kohen does pigel to one of your carbon Pesach. So usually we say pigel is called hezek she'eino nikar, so the Kohen might have to pay, because he messed up your carbon. He has to supply the next carbon. But what about this case, where if he messes up your carbon, you don't violate the Isser of l'sishv al-chamis dam zivchi. So he's really helping you out. By messing you up, he's helping you out. So he says, what would you say in that case? Would he be chayav in that case? He says, v'tzarachi, and he says, maybe, I don't know. Similar to this other case, where his thought was to be mefagel, but he helped you out. So here, his thought was to break into the car, but he really saved the kid's life. So an interesting discussion he has. Maybe the coin doesn't have to pay, because he saved you from Malchus. He saved you from this Isra, l'sishv al-chamis dam zivchi. So maybe you can't compare the cases. Either way, that's a classic chashuki chemed, bringing a case that from elsewhere, relating it tangentially to the Mishnah. Okay. Moser Haskel is not to break into cars and to save people's lives if you can, and Baruch Hashem. Okay, says the Gemara, Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, does the chametz have to be in your Rishus, in the Azara, or not? That's the Machlokas. So what's this Machlokas about? What's this far? But my Kamiflagi, Ilema Ba'al B'Samach Kamiflagi, is the Machlokas. How do you interpret the word al? When it says in the Torah, Lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi, does al mean close by? Does al mean even far away? Maybe that's the machlokas. Rabbi Shimon Malakas Savar al basamach, Reish Lakish says al means close by. That's what the chametz has to be in the Azara with you. Rabbi Yochanan Savar lo bein al basamach. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it doesn't have to be close by to you. So fine, that works out, but you know what? We already have the machlokas of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish elsewhere. So why would they have to say it again here? We already had that. It's not. The Mishnah says in Menachas, we had this earlier, back in the first parak. Hashochet tota lifnim. V'lachma, that vav is a mistake. V'lachma chutz lachoma. Right, it's because lachoma, the next word, that's why it was a mistake. Shoket tota lifnim, v'lachma chutz lachoma. We mentioned back in the first parak that by a carbon toda, you have a carbon, an animal, along with 40 loaves. When there are two stages, though, for the sanctification of these loaves. Once you say at the beginning, these loaves are for my carbon toda, that gives it kedushas damim status, which means it's somewhat kadosh. It's not inherently kadosh. You could redeem it and change it, but it has somewhat kadosh status. Once the carbon toda is shechted, so then the loaves achieve full kedusha, what's called kedushas haguf. So what happens, says the Mishnah, if when you shecht the carbon toda, the loaves are outside somewhere. We don't know where outside means. Outside the walls. So do they achieve kedusha because they're not near their carbon? So Atan Ashochi told the Lefim Balach Bachos Lachoba Loki Desha Lachem. Says the Mishnah says the Lachem does not receive sanctification Kedushas Aguf if they're outside. But my chus lachoma, what does outside the walls mean? So Rabbi Yochanan on my chus lachoma says Taki. Rabbi Yochanan says only if it's far out, that's where it doesn't achieve kedusha. Abul chus lachoma says Azara Kaddish, but if it's right outside the walls of Yerushalayim, it still attains kedusha. Below Beinan Al Basamach, why? Because the pasuk again, Rashi here quotes the pasuk. The pasuk by Toda also has an al. Where is it here? I think it quotes the pasuk here somewhere. Right, Karbano al Zebach. So Rabbi Yochanan again says, you don't need to close by, even if it's outside the wall, it still achieves Kedusha. Rishon Melakasavar, no. Afilu chutz lachomas azara. Even if it's just right outside the walls of the Azara, not of Yerushalayim, of the Azara, still lo kaddish. Alma b'inan abasamach. So you already see that there's a machlokas of what al means elsewhere. So why would they have to argue again here? So it must be about something else. Ella b'hasra safik amifliki. The machlokas is about hasra safik. What's hasra safik? We know usually before somebody does an aveira, in order for him to be punished, he has to be warned. I say to you, do you know that if you do this, it's an aveira? And you say yes. And do you know if you do this, you're going to get punished? And you say yes. And I'm doing it even though I'm an as kainan yosa. That's usually hasra by kill by anything with chayvei misa, chayvei malka. That's general hasra. There is, though, a sugya of hasra safik. Hasra safik means doubtful hasra. A case where even after you give the hasra, and even after he does the act, you don't know if he should get punished. For example, let's say a child has a safik who his real father is. His mother got remarried after 6 months of divorce, and then within 3 months, and he's born 6 months later. You don't know who the true father is. And then he goes and gives his father a whack. He makes his father bleed. So is he chayv misa or not? And he got warned that, you know, if you hit your father, you're going to chayv misa. Yes, I know. And then he hits his father. He hits one of them. That's hasra safik, because you don't know if he's chayv misa. You don't know if this is his father. It's machlokas. What if he hits both? Right? Is that hasra safik? That's in Yerushalmi. But that's an example of hasra safik. So it says Rashi here too. The second that this is hasra safik, because you warn him, don't shech your karban with chametz, and he shechs it. So you have no idea if he has chametz in his house or not. So that's why Rish Lakish says it's only works if you have chametz here, because that's when Hasra is going to work. But if it's chametz in his house, it's Hasra Safik. You got to go check. You don't know. Maybe he doesn't know. Right? So Rashi's emphasis seems to be, you don't know. You don't know if he has chametz, and therefore that's Hasra Safik. Tosfos doesn't like it. Tosfos says, who cares if you know? He knows. He knows he has chametz in his house. So why is the focus on the Masra? It should be on the Musra. Says Tosfos Hasra Safik. Well, don't really read. The Malvanu Safik Lamasra. Who cares if we don't know? As long as he knows, because after all, Hasra is only Lo Nitan Hasra El Lahavchin Min Shovik Lamezin. Hasra is so that he knows his Mezin. So if he knows he has chametz in his house, who cares if we know about it? So that's why Tosfos doesn't like Rashi's formulation. He says maybe this is what Rashi means. As long as he knows about it, so then the problem is he might not know about it. That's the issue of Hasra Safik. He doesn't remember if he has chametz in his house. What about Rashi? So the Mefarshim explain on Rashi. Hasra Safik, there are generally at least two ways that you can understand Hasra Safik. Either it might be a problem of he might not take you seriously, because I don't know if this is my father, I don't know if I have chametz in my house, that's A. That's what Tosfos seems to say. As long as he knows, it's a good Hasra. But according to Rashi, it might be something more fundamental. Per se, Hasra has to be Vadai. You have to know. You, the master, has to know. Even if he knows for sure. It's a fundamental, basic principle, part of the requirement of Hasra. It has to be Hasra Zvada, not Hasra Safik. Nothing to do with, it's not just Lahavchid Bishogi Lamezin. Okay, we don't have time for it now, but Hasra Safik might not just be about the issue of making sure he's not a Shogeg. It might be a more fundamental, formal requirement. Anyway, so that's what the machlokas is. Hasra Safik. So Rabbi Yerush Lakish says it can't be in your house because that's Hasra Safik. Rabbi Yochanan said it can't be in your house because Hasra Safik is okay. So Bahanami Apliki Bachad Zimna, says the Gemara, that machlokas also we've had before. De Itmar, because we have a brisa that says, Shvua Sheochal Kikr Zuhayo. I make a shvua, an oath. I swear that I'm going to eat this cookie today. I swear I'm going to eat this cookie today. So what happens? Somebody goes over to him and says, you know, I'm going to warn you, if you don't eat this cookie, you're going to be chayiv, shvua, etc. So what happened? The day passes and he doesn't eat it. V'yavar hayom b'lo achla. So the day passes and he doesn't eat it. Everybody agrees there's no malchus here. The question is, why is there no malchus? Rabbi Yochanan amar eino loke mishum dehavi lav she'in b'maisa. You violate it by not doing something. It's a lav she'in b'maisa. And therefore there's no malchus. V'chol sha'al lav she'in b'maisa. Ein lokeh lav. As we mentioned in the past, all lavim have to be dumya de lav de chasima, like the lav of muzzling, just like the lav of muzzling has a maisa. So too, or Wabin, according to how we paskin, has to have a Maisa. Aval, but Rabbi Yochanan does not think it's a problem of Asra Safik. Right? Because you don't know. You give the warning at 10 a.m. So you don't know if he's going to eat it at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. So you don't know. The second after you give the Hasra, you don't know what's going to happen. So again, that's Hasra Safik. Aval Hasra Safik Shma Hasra. That's not the reason that you don't get Malkus here. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish Amar, Ain Aloka, we should probably Hasra Safik. That's the reason. But it could very well be that he would say, you do get Malkus on a lav she'in b'maisa. Either way, so you see again, Hasra Safik is a machlokas that they have elsewhere. So what's the machlokas here? Whether you need the chametz in the azara. It can't be al b'samuch, because we have that already. It can't be Hasra Safik, because we have that already. So the Gemara goes back to the original. Amri li olam ba'al b'samuch ha'mifligi. Really, they're arguing about whether Alm is close or not. Vitzricha, but you need, they need to argue in both places, both by Chametz, in your, when you check Karban Pesach, and by Karban Toda. Why do you need both? If you only had a machlokas by Chametz, hava amina bahu to ka'ama Rabbi Yochanan, zolopi inan al basamach. Maybe I would have thought that only by Chametz does Rabbi Yochanan say you could have it even at home. Mishum de iser, because it's an iser of having chametz with you. V'kal hecha de isa isa, wherever it is, you own it. Aval inyan mikdash lechem lo kadosh ala b'fnim. But maybe regarding the kiddush, the sanctification of the bread by the toda, emod leder shem elakish to be an abasamuch. Right? It could be that there are higher standards by the karbet toda. De isa gavei kadosh ilo lo kadosh. It has to be inside the walls of the azara. Why? Midi de havei klishares, just like we find by a klishares. The kiddush of a kli sharis has to be inside, so too by toda. What does that mean? Has to be inside? Machlokas Rashi Tosas. Rashi here says that whenever you put something inside a kli sharis, it becomes sanctified, but not on the outside of the kli sharis. Tosas says no. A kli sharis only sanctifies when the kli sharis is in the azara. That's more parallel to what we're talking about. Either way, so the parallel is kli sharis somehow. So that's why you would have thought that Rabbi Yochanan would agree by karban toda. Tzricha, that's why you have to have the machlokas there too. And the opposite way, the iyesh min linyan mikdash lechem, if you only had the machlokas recorded by the lechem and the toda, hava amina b'hach ka'amar Rav Shimon Malka Shvinan al basamach. Only over there does Rish Lakish require to have it inside the walls. The Isa gavei kadosh ilo lo kadosh. But because there you have the standard of having it in the walls. Avale inyan chametz mozalei Rabbi Yochanan. But regarding chametz, maybe he would agree to Rabbi Yochanan. To lo be'inan al basamach. Even if you have it at home. To isura hu b'chalecha the Isa Isa tzricha. That is why you need the machlokas of how, what the word al means, both by the case of chametz and by the case of karban toda and being makadosh the lechem. That's what you have to have in both places. Fine. Rabbi Oshia is going to ask a question which Reish Lakish, we already knew the answer to from above, but he obviously didn't hear the discussion, or he wasn't sure about it. What if the shochet of the carpet does not have chametz, but somebody else does? We already know what Reish Lakish said. He does violate. But he's asking us a question. Mahu Omer Lei. So he says, Miksiv lo sishchat al chemsecha, lo sishchat al chametz ksiv. Right? It says, those chametz on chametz. So as long as it's in your, it doesn't have to be yours. So Omer Lei, ihachi afilu lechad besof ha'olam nami. So even if somebody in the world has chametz, so obviously, so you read this question like, what do you mean? If there's chametz anywhere in the world? So it doesn't mean that. Rashi limits this question. He says, even if somebody in your, anybody in the Azara at the time that you're there has chametz somewhere in the world, that should also be included. So that's also al chametz. So Amar Lei, no. He says, Amar Kora, it's limited to your chabura. Lo sishchat v'lo yawin. It says in the same pasuk, don't check the carbon when you have chametz, and don't leave over. Lo yawin, chag ha-pesach. Don't leave it over till the morning. So lo sishchat al chametz, hanach the kaim yalei mishum lo yawin. Those who are potentially could violate the isra of leaving your carbon over, so then they also are included in the isra of lo sishchat al chametz. That's why it's limited to your chabura. Amr Papa, last line, Hilkach, Kohen, Hamakdir, Esachelev, over below Sase. If this is true, that anybody is who's included in the Isra of Lo Yalin is included in Lo Sishcha, then it also applies to the Kohen, who's Maktir, who burns the fats of the Karan Pesach. He's also included, if anybody in the Chabura has. Why? Hove Yeshna B'chal HaNasei Murin. Because he, if he doesn't mock to the Imurin on time, that's the Isra of Lo Yalin, and that's in the same pasuk as Lo Sishchat. So not only does the Shochet or the Zorik, or according to Rashi, everybody in the group is held accountable for anybody who has chametz, But even the Kohen who's offering the Emurin, the fats, on the Mizbeach, he also is held accountable if any of the people in the group have Chametz. So again, Pesach is about unity, it's about Achdus, but this is another halacha, that you got to make sure everybody in your group doesn't have Chametz, because you're going to be held accountable if somebody else in your group has Chametz. Again, we didn't get to the discussion, just to tell you what it was, the Pnei Yeshua and the Shach HaSari discussed with Rabbi Kiv Eger, they discussed if somebody has Chametz in their house, why doesn't he just do Bittel? Well, they're stupid. We had the Mishnah earlier, Daf Mem Tes, just do Bittel. So they all come up with cases where Bittel is impossible. Maybe it's there's a sheet of the Rambam that you can't do Bittel on Chametz Yadua. Don't be Bittel on Chametz that you don't know about. That's one. Or the Shach HaSari says maybe it's if you're guarding somebody else's Chametz, it's Chametz Shekibol HaMachrayas. So you can't be Mevatel, it's somebody else's Chametz. That's what the Shach HaSari says. They all come up with cases, why can't you do Bittel in this case? But that is the discussion that Gina Shas quotes. You could say, since he could have been Mevatel. Okay, the Gemara doesn't ask that yesterday. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, Teshia was a Zechanishmas, Binyamin ben Shmuel. And Shimon Ozer ben Noach.